broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia. From Boots to Biz Radio, sharing helpful information and practical insight about the franchise industry for the military veteran entrepreneur. Now, here's your host, Bill Williams.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to From Boots to Biz Radio. And Kevin Finn and I are here. Kevin, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I had a wonderful 4th, even though I didn't see any fireworks. It tricked me. They said there weren't going to be any, and then I heard that they had started doing them, so I missed them.
Well, it was a very soggy 4th of July weekend here in Atlanta.
It was, but I ate some ribs, drank some beer, had a great time.
Well, that's I managed to get ribs done on my green egg and between showers, and I might have had a beer or two.
So. Oh, all right. Well, those green eggs are awesome. They're just crazy awesome.
They do a good job. Otherwise, I would be a mess. So I couldn't do it otherwise. Well, today's show, we want to reach out to veterans that are in transition already or heading that way, and military spouses especially, and talk to them about the Mr. Rooter franchise. And we're very fortunate today to have Mary Kennedy Thompson, who heads up the brand for the Dwyer Group of Mr. Rooter. And we also have Glenn Gallus with us, who is a franchise owner, actually owns two franchises. Both are veterans, we want to welcome them to the show. And so, Mary, please say hi to the audience and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, hi, Bill, and hello, everybody, and Kevin. So happy to be here today. I couldn't be happier to be anywhere where I can talk to veterans about going into franchising. I've spent about the last 20 years in franchising and started my career in franchising as a franchisee. I served in the Marine Corps for 8 years, and when I left the Marine Corps, I knew I wanted to have my own business, and I knew I really wanted to control my own destiny, but I didn't know how. And if you're, a lot of veterans that are listening today are probably having similar thoughts that I'd love to, I know I've got the discipline to run my own business. Mm-hmm. I know I've got the want to. I've had leadership training and want to go put it to good use, but I don't know where to start. And I've always, I always tell everybody I'm extremely biased when it comes to franchising because I truly believe it's the great American dream. And it was for me. It created great wealth for my family. I remember when I first started, someone asked me, what will happen if you fail? And I said, I can't fail because everything I own I put into this business. Mm-hmm. But thanks to some very strong systems by the franchisor and some good coaching and guidance, I was able to build. I was a multi-unit franchisee like Glenn, and I was able to build very strong business that served my family very well. And when we sold our businesses, the franchisor, who my franchisor was Cookies by Design, they asked me to come on board, and I did every job in that company until I was president. And as I was president of Cookies by Design, the Dwyer Group reached out to me. And for those of you who have not heard of the Dwyer Group, the Dwyer Group is my parent company of Mr. Rooter. We have 7 brands. If you think of anything that you would do have done in your home, we probably come out and service that and can help you take care of your home, whether it's appliance repair, so we have Mr. Appliance, electrical repairs, Mr. Electric. You'll see a pattern here. Mm-hmm. Plumbing, which is Mr. Rooter. That's the brand that I'm president of. We are the largest of the brands of the Dwyer Group. We have AirServe, which does heating and air conditioning. Glass Doctor, which does both auto glass and flat glass, so whether you needed a window repaired or shower door or your windshield. We have Rainbow Restoration, and then we also have Grounds Guys, which is our newest brand, and they do grounds maintenance. And so we are in the business of helping you keep your home where you want it to be. And for me, being in franchising is not a job. It's a way of life, and it's my mission. And my personal mission statement is that I get to help business leaders reach their hopes, wishes, dreams, and goals beyond their wildest dreams. That's what I do. And
I
wake up every morning excited. Yep. I get to do it, and I go to bed every night satisfied that I got to do that today.
That's outstanding. That's terrific. We've had Mr. Appliance, and we've had the Grounds Guys.
Ground Guys were great.
Oh,
too.
Yeah. Yeah. And that led us to bring in the Mr. Rooter brand, too. So we definitely maybe we're a little partial to Dwyer Group. So we understand those services, and I think they translate very well to veterans and provide, you know, I mean, the word service, right? So we've all served, and you know, and now we can charge for the service that we provide. That's not a bad thing.
I think most people that join the military join because they have a heart for service. And when they leave, they want to find something that they can wrap themselves around that involves the service of others. And they have a servant's heart. And so I see that in our brands. And, you know, Don Dwyer Sr. is our founder. And he started VetFran back in 1991. I was still in the Marine Corps at the time. And that was not a really cool time to show people that you were taking care of the military, but he did it. And since VetFran started, the Dwyer Group has brought on 240 veterans into franchising, and we've given $1.6 million in discounts. That's
wow.
That's walking the talk.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's really helping people get started in the business. Fantastic. So, okay, so you were recruited into the Dwyer Group. Glenn, let's get you into the conversation here. Please talk about your background, your military history, and really, you know, what drew you to Mr. Reuter in particular as a business.
Sure, thanks for having me. You know, this is one of my favorite topics of conversation. Being a veteran gives you a heart and a burden for veterans. And being a leader in the military gives you a burden for your soldiers. And I'm a personal belief that you never stop being a soldier. You never stop having a burden.
My wife says that a lot.
Men and women that you lead. And, you know, that's what kind of brought me into the Dwyer Group is, you know, long story around it. I'm a 14-year military veteran. I spent time in units such as the 82nd Airborne, 12th Special Forces Group, and Civil Affairs Battalion. And all throughout my career, my job was training and operations. That's what I did. And loved it. Loved training troops. Loved helping troops grow in the military. Got out and was just looking for a place to land. You know, a lot of soldiers are going through that. They look for a place to land because it's almost culture shock. You leave a disciplined lifestyle, and you know what's going to happen from day to day, and you're good at what you do, and then you go out into this chaotic, hectic world where everybody's running hither and there, and you look for a place to land. And fortunately for me, a friend had started a Mr. Electric franchise and introduced me to the Dwyer Group. And I went to Waco, Texas, and went to a little orientation, and instantly knew that this was the place where I had to go. And started my business. My business started in 2001. Now in 2013, I have two franchises. I actually bought the Mr. Electric franchise from the friend who brought me into the organization. And have been very successful. And success for me is different than most people. Money is good. But I started a franchise so that I could spend more time with my family, give back to my community, and to help others like Mary does. Those were my three goals in life. And you know what? I kind of feel like I've achieved that. And being in a franchise system helped me do that.
It's interesting what Glenn says, because we talk about the wheel of life and that you have all these spokes on your wheel, and one spoke may be family, one spoke may be your profession, one spoke may be spiritual or financial or mental or health, and that whenever one of your spokes is out of whack, your wheel is not right and it doesn't roll right, and that part a business should not be the end, it should be a means to the end. And Glenn say what he says, it does my heart a lot of good, because that business should be helping you reach the goals that you want to reach, not the other way around.
Absolutely, absolutely, and that's how we try to talk to clients or as prospects or as they come in. And the first thing that people want to ask me is, "Well, let me see a catalog or what's your list of franchises?" And I have to, no, that's not the way it works. We're going to learn about you first and what you're trying to accomplish and where you want to be and what you want to create. and then we'll go find something that's a good fit. And they kind of look at me sometimes with a blank look, you know, but I mean, there's just no other way to do it. So, and Glenn, you're in Hot Springs, so you've built, a significant business in a relatively small town. Is that correct?
Yes, I have, and again, it's the franchise model that made it possible. You know, one of the curious things, you know, you were just saying how, you know, you find somebody and you find out what their talents are, what their goals, and then you find something to fit it. Mm-hmm. You know, that's indicative of exactly what the military does. The military raises you up and trains you, and that's why you go to basic training, in basic things, you know, basic marksmanship, you know, field exercises, all those things.
Everybody's a rifleman.
Your job is to do something else, whether it's in a support staff or infantry or running a tank. But without those basic skills, without those fundamentals to help you focus on what your ultimate mission is, you'll never be able to accomplish that. And that's what a franchise system does. You know, that's why bringing veterans into a franchise system is so important, because we don't have to teach leadership to a veteran. We don't have to teach fundamental principles to a veteran. We don't have to teach the following of processes. They already do that. And so the only thing that's left is what? Give them a skill and a trade that they enjoy, and they can reach their goals. And that's why veterans are very, very successful in Mr. Reuter and, of course, all the Dwyer Group brands.
And, Glenn, I think you did something very smart that veterans should always think about and consider. Is you made mention when you talked about going to orientation that you knew it was right for you. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I would bet that our code of values, you know, we have a code of values. Mm-hmm. We call it living rich with respect, integrity, customer focus, and having fun in the process. And they're all very important values. That those values resonate with you. And sometimes I see veterans, they'll start, like what you said, Bill, they'll start looking and they'll just say, well, I think this is cool, without looking at the culture of the company and seeing if they're a good match for the culture.
Well, and a good match for
exactly
that business
right.
model.
Exactly right. It's the model that they're comfortable with. They're comfortable with that structure. They're comfortable with the Army is an amazing thing. It knows exactly where it's going to go and how it's going to get there. And it has its own kind of code of conduct, and it has its own rules to follow, and that's why I found a very, very comfortable place to land. And again, me myself personally, you know, I'm a very spiritually guided man. You know, I believe in my God, and I believe in my country, and all of those things are in the Dwyer Group family of companies. And that's why, like I said, I found a good place to land.
Well, you know, and fitting into the culture, I mean, veterans are they're used to a team environment, being team players, but with individual accountability, and that translates right into the franchise world, and especially, I think, the Dwyer Group.
So true. And, you know, what's unique as well is that also, you know, a great number of the soldiers that are even available now and returning from conflicts all over the world are coming back with disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
We know the great thing about being in a franchise system is that it mitigates that disability and allows the man or woman to perform and to do their job without that limiting them from becoming successful. And I think that's a huge benefit.
I do too.
That's well said. We have a franchisee in our system who's legally blind. And he runs our second largest franchise in our whole system.
Wow. Well, and that's a great example, a great message, I think, to people that will listen to this broadcast, that you're not looking for plumbers. You're looking for business owners, people who can run a business and hire plumbers. Isn't that right?
Exactly.
And if you think about it, I write quite a bit, and I always talk about what matters in business, and I always say what matters in business from cookies to plumbing, because I've seen all sides of it, from the very retail side to the very service-oriented side, and the principles of business are the same. Mm-hmm. Leadership is leadership. Saying what you mean and meaning what you say is the same in all businesses. Promising what you're going to do and doing what you promise is the same, no matter whether you're taking care of someone's plumbing problem or you're selling them a cookie. Those principles are the same. And when Glenn talks about one of our code of values, which is my personal favorite one, is operating in a responsible manner above the line. And I love that one because it's not just the you got to do the right thing. It's the spirit and intent of doing the right thing. And that it's not just what legally you're supposed to do. It's what you promised you were going to do. And those principles, they don't change no matter what you're in. And so we're looking for business leaders. I've seen many a plumber who can't run a business.
Oh, yes.
And I've seen many a business person that can't plumb. But you get those two people together and you start working together and you can literally move the world.
So, well, you know,
you're exactly right. You know, and that's, you know, the good thing about what I have done, you know, and that's a classic example, is me buying an electric franchise.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't buy an electric franchise because I was the greatest electrician in the world. As a matter of fact, I don't have an electrical license myself, but I do know how to follow the Dwyer Group system and apply it to men who run my electrical company physically so that I can run it administratively, and that has been a success as well.
And more great advice, great insight for people who are looking down the road and thinking about what do I do next. So, well, you've done a great job of talking about your background, how you got there. But let's talk about the business. What exactly is Mr. Reuter? A plumber, but okay, you do more than just clean out drains, right?
We sure do. I'm sitting right here looking at a poster that I look at every single day that reminds me how important what we do is, and it says the plumber protects the health of the nation. And I always tell everybody plumbers are just like Marines because they do a hard, dirty job that no one else wants to do, and they protect the health, safety, and welfare of a nation. And it's a very important thing that we do. But what we're known for is not plumbing, because anyone can go plumb, not anyone, but you know, a plumber is a plumber is a plumber, and in all states and municipalities, there are licensing rules that require you to know, you know, your plumbing. I'm a licensed plumber myself, and to know that. What we do is we concentrate on the customer experience, because what happens, I am the typical customer, a woman, 35 to 55, who has a home. I've lived in my home maybe 10 years or more. I have a plumbing. I come home at the end of a long work day, and I'm getting ready to cook dinner for my family, and my sink backs up. Mm-hmm. I am not having a good day when that happens. And when we talk to our customers, and we've spent extensive research time and money really understanding our customer, she says things like, I'm afraid, I don't understand it. When I think of plumbing, it creates fear in my heart because they don't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we do is we go in and we fix it once and we fix it right. We go in and we show the customer what's wrong. We educate her on the problems. We spend time making sure she understands what are the underlying causes. And we explain everything. We don't start any work until we've shown her all the pricing up front. So instead of some plumbers charge by the hour. Mm-hmm. We don't do that. We charge by the job. So we say, this is what needs to be done. Here we put a camera down the line if it's a clog and say, this is what we're seeing. This is what it's going to cost to fix it. And if it takes us 10 hours to fix it, it's not going to be one penny more. And so it's that peace of mind and understanding and knowing, and that it's very transparent and very focused on that, on our customer. We don't want our customers satisfied. We want them delighted with every part of our service and every part of their experience with us. Glenn, what did I miss on that?
Well, you know, one thing that is very interesting is how plumbing has evolved. You know, the plumbing today is not what it was even 10 years ago. Everything from the typical toilet all the way to the kitchen sink has totally changed. And training is vitally important. And when you have a franchise like Mr. Reuter Plumbing, people are calling you for your level of expertise. You know, instead of having a two-handled kitchen faucet, now you have kitchen faucets that are motion-detected and touch-sensored, that are you have shower valves that are temperature-balanced and controlled. I mean, all of these new products that have come out to add to the customer experience have also added to the complications of training. Even my electricians or my plumbers have to know a little bit of electrical work, because now with the automated devices that are out there. And so, you know, being a plumber is more than just now unclogging a toilet. It's more than just stopping a drippy faucet. Now you have to know all of the what we call home automation and comfort type products that are out there, because those are the ones that the plumber of yesteryear have no clue what's going on.
Plus, you have to have trust and faith that that person you're working with is properly insured, that in addition to properly trained, that they're going to show you the best options for fixing your problem and give you the full story. One of the things we do, part of our service is we do a plumbing checkup in every home we're in. And so we go through and we look at the faucets in your other rooms, what's going on there, because sometimes you might have a problem in one room, but it's really being caused by something happening somewhere else. A lot of our homeowners don't understand that, for instance, a laundry room line and a kitchen sink line can run together, and so you can have a problem in your laundry room, but it's causing the problem in your kitchen. And so we do that. We don't charge for that. We think that that should be part of our service, that for that peace of mind and knowing ahead of time, because the problem with plumbing is that you don't know what the problem is until it happens. You don't look at it. You know, you can watch your house and say, goodness, my house needs to be painted. I've known for 6 months my house needs to be painted. You don't know when your plumbing is when there's a root growing in a line, because you can't see it. So we go in and look for all of that and show you ahead of time, so as a homeowner you can plan and prepare for what you might need to do.
Well, and usually when you have a plumbing problem, it's not one you can put off for 6 months like the painting, right?
No, you cannot.
So,
and that's another benefit of what we do. We do our best to be available when the customer wants us. You know, plumbing problems don't wait until between the hours of 8 and 4:30 to break. What happens is a lot of times it happens on a weekend, it happens on a holiday, it happens at the most inconvenient time. Well, the great thing about Mr. Reuter is that we're there when the customer wants us, so we can take care and satisfy those needs, because we don't operate at the pleasure of our shops. We operate at the pleasure and convenience of our customers, and that's a very important thing, to be there. Be there when they need us, not be there when it's convenient.
I had a plumbing emergency about 5 years ago, and I'm looking over here at Kevin because he'll break up. But there was I have an outside spigot, right? A couple of them, actually, and one was all of a sudden I heard this awful noise and the whole house shook. And I looked out the window, and there was this geyser of water in my front yard. So I immediately called the first plumber that I could think of, and they said, well, we could be out there in about 4 or 5 days. And I said, wait a minute, I'm looking at this, geyser fountain out here. I don't think you understand. I said, well, that's the best we can do. So obviously, they went in the book or in the neighborhood book as not someone to call. So,
well, part of our service, aside from being 24/7, is that we don't charge an overtime charge. A lot of people don't know that one of the busiest days for plumbers is either the day after Thanksgiving or the day of the Super Bowl, because you have a lot of people in your home and you're using and abusing your plumbing. And when you have company in your home and a problem, you don't want to be told that you have to wait 2 days. And you also don't want to know that now it's Thanksgiving and you're going to have to pay overtime because it happened at an inconvenient time. We don't do that. We really believe that, as Glenn said, we're there for the pleasure of our customers and our clients, and we want to take good care of them. So we don't charge overtime. We are 24/7. We man our phones. We're there to make it right. We have a mantra. We said we make it right by creating outstanding experiences. That's what we do.
Excellent. Well, let's,
you know, one thing I want to add as well is that, you know, being part of a very progressive franchise group also helps you to learn how to advance your business by leveraging technology and systems that help you save gas and time and effort. You know, we have various systems, GPS systems to track trucks, voice over IP systems to help track phone calls and diagnose, you know, where your weaknesses and your strengths are to make sure that you're answering that phone call in a timely basis and responding to those customers. All those things that, you know, the modern plumbing shop has fundamentally changed to something that utilizes computers and GPS tracking mm-hmm. systems, very much like the military does,
mm-hmm.
Very much like the military does in tracking troop movements. We are allowed and have the opportunity to track our trucks. I know where they are 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I know I can dispatch them, you know, using the internet, by using my phone. It's an amazing the things that, you know, they teach us. And I just came from a regional training meeting, as a matter of fact, in Shreveport. And same thing, offered us different options and different things to learn how to leverage our time so that we can do and go about the business of conducting business and becoming profitable and take care of or not worry about the things that really can cause a business to stumble.
One of the things I really like about franchising is you have the collective intelligence of the whole. So you're not a mom and pop out there by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
We have a new system we're rolling out right now with great results that is an iPad app where our technicians are out there instead of with a handwritten invoice. They actually have an iPad, an app, and our customers love it and are responding very well. And our shops really like it because it's cutting down on a lot of their expenses and costs where used to be they had to key everything in, and mm-hmm. now it's in automatically. That came from the collective intelligence of not just us at the corporate headquarters, but our franchisees, all of us working together on the brand to make it better. And what's wonderful about franchising is you're in business for yourself, but not by yourself. And you also, you have all these peers that you can talk to. And Glenn mentioned the regional meeting that he was just attending. You have all these peers you can talk to and share best practices with, and they do what you do, but they're not your competition. And there's very few industries other than franchising that you get that opportunity.
That's a great point. And I think it brings up another one that people, you know, prospective owners should understand that collective intelligence is something they can benefit from before they become an owner, because in the due diligence process, you have the ability to talk to any number of current franchise owners and get a feel for the culture and you know, everything you want to know before they've made any investment other than time. So, it, you know, collective intelligence, I love that term, and it applies, at least I believe, before you become a franchisee as well as afterwards.
I agree, and you have collective buying power
yep.
as well. You're not mom and pop buying. You're this group of buying. We have a trading network within the Dwyer Group that has 1,500 members in it that, you know you get better pricing when you got 1,500 people collectively bargaining, not just one person. And it's interesting when you talked about, Bill, about making sure that they talk to their franchisees before they come in. I always tell every veteran I ever talk to, I say, mm-hmm. look, get the franchise disclosure document, and I mm-hmm. want you to look at two things. I want you to look at the very back where they have the list of every franchisee that's in the system and not in the system.
Yep.
Call a couple that aren't in the system
yep.
because you want to know. You know, you'll hear bad things, but there's not a system out there that's perfect. Call some that are in the system so that you know that too.
Yep.
And then go to your item 19, which is your financial performance representation, and look to see what the franchisor is saying about what their franchisees are doing. And those two things will tell you a lot about is this a company you want to belong to. Go to the discovery day or the orientation and get to know them.
Mm-hmm.
And if you find you're a good culture match and those other two things match up, you're probably heading in the right direction.
Absolutely. No, that was, I love that. You know, the list, go to the last page and then the item 19. Because most people want to go to the item 19 first. You know, how much money can I make?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Glenn said it's not, that's good, but it's not the point. It's, you know, what's your lifestyle you're trying to create? So,
well, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. It is about lifestyle. I tell folks all the time, look, I did not go into this business to become rich. I came into this business so that I can become fulfilled and I can become satisfied, so I could raise my family in a means where I thought I should be, so that I could give back to my community, give to my church, give to others so that I can help others.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you what, after you accomplish all those goals, you satisfy what your family needs, satisfy helping your community, satisfy, you know, helping others. Let's be honest. If I had two nickels to rub together, it'd be a good day.
Well, Glenn, you helped build a church, if I remember right, didn't you?
A Bible college, yes, ma'am.
Yes. I mean, that you talk about having a goal and letting your business help you reach that goal. That's amazing to me.
And being a contributor to the overall community, you know, as well. So congratulations on that. Let's talk. Can we talk over or change over to talk about some of the training? So somebody's listening out there can say, well, okay, well, how do I become a Mr. Rooter owner? And how are they going to equip me? How are they going to guide me along the way? And then what happens after I become an owner?
So it's interesting when Glenn was talking about basic training.
Mm-hmm.
When once somebody has signed the agreement and they have become a Mr. Rooter, we actually start our training before that because we really believe that the first conversation you have with somebody is the beginning of training. And so at our orientation, which sometimes is called a discovery day,
mm-hmm.
we start sharing and we tell everybody, if you choose not to go with us, we hope that your time today you walk away with some golden nuggets that you can take and make your enrich your life, because we want to be a pleasure to do business with, whether you stayed with us or not, whether you chose to move along with us or not. So we start right there. Once they've signed their agreement, then we start down the road of a lot of different kind of training. We have online training that we have our franchisees do before they even come into our basic training, because we want to get them all on the same page as to our culture, to some basic, what we call back to the basics on how we interact with our customer. We have a frontline service. We call it the 14 steps, and we're fanatical about it. And for most of the part, I can ask almost any one of my franchisees, you know, what's step six, and they'll tell you what that is, or one of my technicians. I did 50 ride-alongs with technicians last year to really better know and understand where they were doing it, because if you're doing that, that's the basis to everything you're doing, because it's how you interact with the customer. So we start with online training that before they even come in. Then they spend a week with us in a very much a workshop setting. And in that workshop setting, they're doing like a day in the life of, where they're using our software system. They're doing marketing plan and putting it together. They're doing their budget with, you know, someone standing over your shoulder and saying, okay, have you thought about this cost? Have you looked at this? You know, experts in that, understanding their cash flow break even, really understanding the principles to strong marketing for our brand and what that means, and learning all parts of the 14 steps. So by the time they've left here, they have a very strong basis for that. So that gets them started. Then every franchisee has a franchise consultant, and that is somebody whose sole job is to help them grow. And everybody grows in different ways. Some people will pick up the financial side really fast. Some people will pick up the marketing side really fast. Some people will pick up the technology side really fast. But nobody picks up all sides really fast. And so that franchise consultant is their person to help them walk through, learn, and continue to grow. So if they have to get from A to Z, they might be at letter C right now, and they get them to letter D and letter E. And through that process, when they're new, we have a Sure Start coordinator who works with them as well, with a long list and worksheet that they work on, have I done this, have I done that? I look at it and I think, how great it is to be able to go into business
mm-hmm.
and say, here's my exact checklist of what I need to do to be prepared to run efficiently, effectively, profitably, and to be able to grow in a way that I want to grow.
And who better to use a checklist than military people?
No kidding. Absolutely. So, we look at
absolutely.
It that way.
Yeah.
And, you know, then that's the unique thing, you know, and not only that, then you know, like all information, we know that in the military it gets passed down to the lowest common denominator. Well, guess what? not only do you have to learn how to train yourself, but you have to also learn how to train your soldiers in the field, or in this case, our plumbers.
Mm-hmm.
They have programs by which we can train them. They have, tapes to listen to and videos and YouTube programs so that you can take your plumber and help bring him into the franchise system. It's very, very much like the military model, where the private teaches the PFC teaches the specialist, and on up, so that mm-hmm. everybody has the same goal or mission in life to accomplish, and each level knows each other's job. And it's a very, very unique experience. We just went through this, and as a matter of fact, it's ironic, we just went to the regional meeting, and a big topic in our regional meeting was how to find employees, mm-hmm. how to train employees. And so you have a room full of franchisees say, well, I do it this way, and I do it this way. Well, what's the best? And that helps you grow as an individual franchisee. Mm-hmm. And then you go home, and we have a website called FranConnect. And we can go to FranConnect and find out. We have weekly training meetings for my plumbers and all the plumbers in the system. We promote a weekly training so that you can sit down and you can teach your plumbers to be better service professionals. And it's a very, like I said, it's very, very unique, and I think an absolute wonderful system.
We do webinars. We find that those are also helpful, because we do a lot of face-to-face training, like Glenn was saying, where we go out and train the technicians straight on to help them best understand how to best work with the customer. But not everyone can make every one of those. So we do webinars mm-hmm. on what's effective marketing. If one of the things we see is in what's happened with online marketing, nobody
yep.
understands it fully. There's search engine optimization, search engine marketing, Panda releases and Penguin releases, and what do you have to do on all that? And so we spend a lot of time educating our franchisees on what does that mean? How does that affect your business? What is good search engine optimization? And how do you hire the right company that's going to do it properly for you? Because it's kind of the Wild West show out there right now with SEO companies. What do you need to do the right kind of search engine marketing that you're out in front of the customer when they're actually looking for a plumber? Where is it? We have very detailed and specific data by market, and so we work with our franchisee to help them best understand. You might have one market that has an older customer base that actually reads the newspaper more than the average city,
mm-hmm.
and it might be a very appropriate market to do some marketing in the newspaper. You might be in another market that's very online-driven market, and you need to spend more money and time on your search engine marketing. And so we help them with that. We pull their market data. We work through where they should be have their focus, and we educate on the things. When Glenn was talking about, the great and fun new faucets that are coming out, or the things that have changed in plumbing, there's been a lot of change. A lot of change in the world of marketing in the last about 8 years. It absolutely turned the service industry upside down. If you don't understand that, you're going to have a hard time in almost any business that's service related. And so we spend a lot of time educating our franchisees and our brand on that.
Well, that's very, very relevant, because, the people coming out of the military today are they're Kevin's generation, and grew up with cell phones and he's got with laptops and all kinds of things like that that some of the rest of us that might be a little older didn't, so big change.
Well, we lead the service industry and social media. We have more followers for Mr. Reuter than all of our competitors put together times two.
That's great.
And we early on knew that we needed to be relevant in the social media. And, nobody follows a plumbing company because they're interested in what they're talking about in plumbing. But if you can have some fun with it and you can talk about things that interest, we know who our customer is and interest them and keep them informed. And I blog under Mrs. Reuter, and I share things on how to best take care of your home. How do you turn off the water behind your toilet if your toilet's overflowing?
Mm-hmm.
Without using plumbing jargon, where would you even begin to look for your whole home, water shut off? what happens if this happens? How do you clean your disposal? You know, your disposal is smelling bad. There are some very easy tricks on how to clean it. And so we spent a lot of time on the social media side sharing that. And because of it, we have a great following, and it serves us very well in our marketing.
I'm going to send my wife to read Mrs. Reuter. Very definitely. Well, you guys are doing a great job. How about folks? Coming out, are there areas? You've got about 500 or so franchise owners, I think, right?
In Mr. Reuter,
yep.
In North America, we have 285.
Okay.
Franchises throughout North America. I always tell everybody in Canada we're mostly sold out, but in the United States we have some good markets, whether it's Boston or St. Louis or parts of Florida, parts of Texas. We definitely have some larger markets and some smaller markets available as well. We also have a very seasoned franchise. So we have franchisees that are now turning their businesses over to their children. We're mm-hmm. seeing a lot of succession planning. I see that, to me, that's what does my heart a lot of good when see businesses that are moving from father to son or father to daughter or parents to children, because it's working for them and it's something that they've built in their family. With that being said, because we're a very seasoned franchise, we have some markets that are nicely built up shops that will start looking to sell because I've got franchisees. One of the things I tell people to look at is ask some of the franchisees how long they've been in the system.
Yep.
Because that will tell you a lot also about how that they like it. And I have a very seasoned franchise group, some of them who've been part of our system for 25, 27 years.
Wow.
Last year we celebrated all the franchisees that had been in our system more than 20 years that newly had hit the 20-year mark, and we had 12 people walk across our stage.
Wow.
So what I would say is, if you were listening to this and you say, I'd like to consider a Mr. Reuter, mm-hmm. Call us and tell us where you're interested in, because we might have an open market, or we might have somebody that's been in that market for some time and is looking for the right buyer.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, and you say you make an earnings claim in the item 19, so when they get the FDD, they can see that.
They do. We have it broken out by our top 10%, our top 25%, our top 50%, and our average for all franchises by sales. We also took it one step further, and we break it out by job average as well. The reason we do that is we think that it's a great way when you're trying to do your pro forma and trying mm-hmm. to figure out, what can you expect and what mm-hmm. should you plan for. It gives you a place to start from.
And that first year is always a bit intimidating for people. So right there, they've got a tool to help them build it, and then they'll build out, as I understood what you said, they'll build out their marketing plan and their business plan and their operating budget while they're going through training.
Well, and we have some great tools that we use that pull their numbers from QuickBooks and allow them to instantaneously benchmark against their peers. So what's nice is they have a couple of different options. They can see how they compare to the brand as a whole. And if they have fellow franchisees that they want to share information with, as long as they give us permission, they can share their numbers between themselves. And so you might have two people that are starting off new together. They might even be in the same basic training class.
Mm-hmm.
They can, one may be in New York and the other one may be in Louisiana. They can actually compare their numbers and see how they're doing.
And
I was going to add that one of the most critical things to my success and how I was able to grow rapidly but steadily was the fact that we had a plan, and that plan was helped develop through my franchise consultant and through the franchise system. And so we put together a budget, we put together a plan of when to hire and how to hire and all those things. And so when we opened the doors and we got so busy, all that I could focus on was making sure that we took care of our plumbing needs. We didn't have time to figure out, okay, now when's the next time to, advertise, or when's the next time? All these planning tools were invaluable to me to help me to grow so that I could do what I did well, which was plumbing, while I was learning how to become a business owner.
Okay.
So I think that is absolutely vital and critical to anyone's success.
Now, so it's all there, you know, for people to kind of like putting on a, you know, the right shirt, the right jacket. You know, if it fits, you know, then you're good to go. And it sounds like basically that's an easy, or I won't say easy because it's, you know, you got to work hard at it. But if
Absolutely.
You follow the system and execute properly, you know, you've got an excellent chance for all the success that you want. Well, I want to talk, if we can, about investment because, you know, when I mentioned earlier, people, when I first meet people, they want to say, okay, who, you know, what's on your list? You know, they all think they have to have $1 million to go buy, mm-hmm. you know, the big restaurant, which, you know, we want to talk about. So how about investing in a Mr. Rooter? You know, what do people need and what do they have to have?
Well, I always start with, I joke about this, but there's always some humor, some truth in humor, is that I always give my first answer is the lawyer answer, which is it depends, because it depends on what size territory you're buying. Mm-hmm. It depends on whether you're already in the world of plumbing and had some equipment. But our average franchisee the franchise fee is going to be about $35,000. It could be less and it can be more. It depends mm-hmm. on the size of the territory. But on average, that's what it is. We do finance that because, and I, one of the things I will tell veterans is look for franchisors that finance their franchise fee because it tells you that they believe in what they're doing.
And there's not very many.
No, there aren't. And we have expectations, like, you know, we run a background check, we run a credit check, we're looking for people who are good, honest people who pay their bills and mm-hmm. do the right things, but it starts there. And then to get started, if you're starting from scratch, you know, you've got to get a truck on the road, you've got to get some equipment in there, you're probably going to spend another, depending on whether you buy or lease, but with everything, you're probably going to spend, with the franchise fee included, about anywhere from $85,000 to $120,000 to get started. It can be a little bit less, and it can be more mm-hmm. if you were, buying a really big city that had a larger population. It would be more, or if you found that you had to get started with, you know, more trucks, or chose to, it could make that go up.
Sure.
But you know, Glenn, you did it. What did you see?
Well, the most important thing for us was that, number one, the most helpful thing was that you did were able to take that franchise fee and finance that. That was important because then I could take my capital that mm-hmm. I had and invest it in my business, in the building of the business, in the purchasing of the advertising, and so on. And so because of that model, I was able to prepare a lot of the things beforehand. I believe the Dwyer Group is exceptional at you know, what we call plowing the ground, making sure that I planned for this and planned for that. And so then I was able to do that, and then I was able to take, in most cases, I have a very small market, understand. I was able to leverage $50,000 into what ultimately became, you know, a couple million dollar operation. And do it. You do it faithfully. You do it with planning. You do it conservatively. We don't want to be buying lake houses the first time, you know, year we're in business.
Mm-hmm.
But it can be done. I always say that you can grow a business as long as you have the right idea and the right business plan.
So if people,
and Bill, if you looked at our FDD,
yep.
If you were a veteran looking at our FDD under the initial fees, it would say people paid anywhere from $29,500 to $244,919. So
right.
Those are the exact numbers.
Yep, there's the FDD. But you're also mm-hmm. telling people that and Glenn's story is a great one there, that you don't have to have all that cash to plunk down. It we work with people that are interested in getting in and offer some financing options to help them spread their cash around and get their business off up and around and operating.
Well, and remember, if you're a veteran, we participate in VetFran. In fact, our founder created VetFran.
That's right.
And so you've got a 25% discount off
that franchise fee. Yeah.
Franchise fee. And that I didn't count that in there. So there's we also have a nice program with our suppliers where some of our vendors offer a one-time discount to veterans as they're coming in for some of the equipment and purchases that they have as well. So we want to get that veteran started as quickly as possible with being able to hold on as much of their money as they possibly can, so as Glenn so eloquently put it, so that they can leverage that into growing their business faster.
That is that's a great message to put out there among folks. You've done a wonderful job, both Mary and Glenn. I really appreciate your being on our show today. And I want to ask you, what have we not covered that you want to make sure that our listeners hear and that they'll be on that recording out there?
Well, I would like to say very, very simple. If you are a veteran, you are uniquely qualified to own a franchise. And being uniquely qualified also, in my humble opinion, gives you a unique advantage in becoming a success in business. Find a franchise that you think you can fit, and then use your skills, your leadership skills, your process skills, and leverage that into a successful business. And then all your dreams will come true. I believe that with all my heart.
Great message.
I have to ditto Glenn. Franchising is a great American dream, and there's probably one or two of you that are listening today that are saying, goodness, I really want to do this, but I'm not sure I have enough money yet. Mm-hmm. Remember that you have options. There are financing options, whether it's the Patriot loans mm-hmm. or other things to consider. And if you can't make that work, consider just getting into working for a franchise, because a lot of the franchisors, we have a great program called the Hire Program that once you've worked for a franchisee for a set amount of years, you get an additional discount on your franchise fee. You earn the right to additional discount. So for some of you that maybe need to earn a little bit of money to save it up, mm-hmm. get into franchising, because it's the land of opportunity. And when I say create wealth for your family, wealth is measured in many things. If you want to create wealth for your family, being in franchising and being in small business, particularly in franchising, mm-hmm. is the way to go.
Absolutely. Wonderful messages. Terrific. Thank you again, and appreciate it. And we'll go to we'll close our program today by restating the mission of From Boots to Biz Radio is encouraging entrepreneurs and military, or I'm sorry, encouraging military veterans and military spouses to become entrepreneurs and small business owners. We want to create more small business, and we have a passion to inspire veterans to follow the entrepreneurial path. So I'm Bill Williams. I'm your host of From Boots to Biz Radio, and we've been talking about Mr. Reuter. We thank you very much for listening, and we will see you next week.